We're back on In Depth with Francis Rose on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. We've been listening to highlights of General Keith Alexander at the Center for Strategic and International Studies. His speech there last Thursday, covered by Federal News Radio's Jason Miller, under the headline, DOD has limited cyber situational awareness. And in our last highlight, you heard General Harry Radege, a former colleague of General Alexander's in the military and now with Deloitte, asking the general about situational awareness. That's the focus of the story at federalnewsradio.com, the focus of General Radege's question. And General Radege, now of Deloitte, joins me on In Depth with Francis Rose to talk about situational awareness. General, thank you for being with me today. I appreciate your time.
Oh, thank you very much. It's good being with you, Francis.
Your question to General Alexander at this event last week about situational awareness, why did you choose that particular item to ask the general about? What's it mean to you?
Well, situational awareness is something that I've worked on for my entire career in the military, and also continue to work on it now in my life and industry at Deloitte. And specifically, General Alexander and I worked together for many years, and in fact, we were at U.S. Central Command together. He was the intelligence officer, the J-2, and I was the command and control and communications officer, the J-6. So we used to work very closely on developing situational awareness of forces at that time on the land, sea, air, and space operations, the four domains that we normally think of. But we were also trying to develop some early capabilities of situational awareness in this new domain of cyberspace.
What will it take to get where General Alexander and you would like us to be in situational awareness, and how far away are we?
Well, I think it's going to take a real team sport. As General Alexander talks, we have, you know, the fact that he's a team player and he really builds great teams. I think that's a real plus for all of us. General Alexander's got huge new responsibilities, and he's got a brand new command, the U.S. Cyber Command, that is less than a month old now. But I think where he is coming from as far as his reference to the National Training Center is very applicable and appropriate in the fact that we look there at land and sea and air and space operations and had generations really to develop capabilities for situational awareness of, first off, looking at where Red Force or enemy tracking was concerned, and then over the years we started to concentrate more on even the Blue Force tracking. And so I think General Alexander is really talking about real-time situational awareness and this common operational picture of what the enemy forces are doing out there today against us. And I'm just reminded of how many attackers and malicious actors now are growing across the global cyberspace area. The number of attacks that are coming to us are increasing, and the sophistication of those attacks are increasing. So the situational awareness that General Alexander and I worked with years ago may have been somewhat adequate for that time, but with these growing threats, the growing number of sophisticated attackers and malicious actors out there going against us, we certainly need to adjust our operating procedures and improve our situational awareness and a common operational picture to accommodate that.
What is the more important element of that threat? Is it the growth or is it the increase in sophistication, do you think?
Well, that's a tough question because the growth is certainly happening, but probably the sophistication, if I had to rank one of them a bit higher than the other, the sophistication of these attacks that are coming at us now is growing in importance to us, and I think that's really what causes situational awareness to become so important for us. We've got this virtual world of cyber, which becomes very tough to determine, you know, who, what, when and where, you know, attacks are coming, from, in this world of cyberspace. And now we have to take into account, the intent of the attackers. And in a virtual world, intent is really a tough, nut to crack. And it's a very, specific area that we need to address in the future. And I think that's where the situational awareness and the real-time capabilities that we need to develop are really needed in the future.
Your impression, then, I'm going to guess, of the answer that you got from General Alexander is favorable. Do I have that right?
Yes, I think he gave a really good response, in fact, and it just underlines the fact of how important situational awareness has become, but also how tough it's also growing in our ability to respond to the needs of today. You know, it really implies a cyber ISR, if you will, intelligence, surveillance, or reconnaissance. We've had years to develop those capabilities with land, sea, air, and space forces. But now I think the intelligence, surveillance, reconnaissance needs for the future and in cyberspace are growing in importance and demand for us. So it really is a team sport, and I think General Alexander outlined the fact that we need to work together not only as a military, but reaching out across all federal government activities and also with the global community and, very importantly, industry in building the team to give the proper situational awareness for this operational commander so that he can perform these missions successfully for us and for America.
General Radaghi, your input and your experience are always very valuable to us. Thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you very much, Francis.